Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Americans are a peripatetic people. They claim wanderlust as their birthright. From settling a continent to moving to the Sun Belt, Americans have always been a people on the move.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
We know a lot about moving from somewhere cold to somewhere warm, maybe permanently, maybe for a week in January. But Americans are moving south and west. Phoenix grows faster than Philadelphia. We're also still moving to the suburbs, from the city and from the small town as well. But the first major reshuffling of the American population took us from small towns and villages to cities. Those who went were largely young and single, including a surprisingly large number of women. They chose the future, the excitement and opportunity along with the dangers of city life. It glittered and gleamed, but its corners were dark and fearful. Each was as real as the other. Murray Johnson, This Is the Life, and Nancy Kennedy and Milford Fargo, In the Heart of the City That Has No Heart.
Where the band is playing, I love the trees and flowers, but I'd rather while away the hours, picking daisies from the musical comedy. That's the life for me, though I love a homemade cider. Give me wine for a spree. Picking fruit seems silly. This is the life for me. No more farming. Mrs. Brown, out of town.
She went to the heart of the city
and mingled with strangers there.
But no.
Thank you.
Murray Johnson, This Is the Life, and Fargo and Kennedy, In the Heart of the City That Has No Heart. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In 1900, New York City had 3.5 million people, 70% of them born elsewhere. It's a startling number. Some were immigrants, some arrivals from Indiana or Alabama, all of them determined to redefine themselves in America's most protean city. But they also looked longingly back to where they'd come from. Homesickness was a natural state of mind and heart. Some of these songs were about love, others were humorous, but what matters most was the longing for home. Jack Norworth sings Back to My Old Hometown.
City life with all its light and splendor has no charm. To a distant town my thoughts will often stray. I can picture in my mind a little country farm. Although it's many, many miles away, there's a little gray-haired mother waiting there for me. Though I've caused her many heartaches, still I know that for me her heart must yearn, and she prays for my return. So that is why I'm longing now to go back to my old hometown, where everything is real, with its quaint old church and shady lane. If you only knew how glad I'd feel just to be there once again. It is there a friend is a real true friend, where they'll help you up if you are down. I'd give the world if I could go once more back to my old hometown. In the city, when I'm lonesome, then I always find that my thoughts are all of home and boyhood days, with my little schoolgirl sweetheart that I left behind. I'll ne'er forget her sweet old-fashioned ways. When I'm rich enough, I'll bid my so-called friends goodbye. They are only friends when things are bright and clear. It's no wonder that I pine for those old home folks of mine, and long to go and fill their lives with cheer. Back to my old hometown, where everything is real, with its quaint old church and shady lane. If you only knew how glad I'd feel just to be there once again. It is there a friend is a real true friend, where they'll help you up if you are down. I'd give the world if I could go once more back to my old hometown.
From 1910, Jack Norworth with his and Nora Bay's Back to My Old Hometown. When music publishers realized they had a whole new market, they set out to publish songs aimed specifically at these new urban dwellers. Some were about the bright lights of the city, but many more harkened back to a lost world left behind. They traded in nostalgia as the idea of returning moved to the center of American song lyrics for 30 years. Murray Johnson, I Want to Go Back to Michigan, and the Peerless Quartet, My Sunny Tennessee.
I was born in Michigan, and wish again that I was back in the town where I was born. There's a farm in Michigan, and I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the field of waving corn. A lonesome soul am I, hear the reason why.
cabarets, where they turn nights into days. I'd rather be where they go to bed at nine. I've been gone for 7 weeks, and I've lost my rosy cheek. That's the reason I'd rather have the country life for mine. My thoughts are far away. That's just why I say I want to go back. Yes, I want to go back. I want to go back to the farm, far away from home, with a milk pail on my arm. I miss the rooster, yes, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm.
I want to go back. I want to go back. I want to go back to the farm. All away from home, with a milk pail on my arm. I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city is very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to be there. I'm not someone for sure. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan.
From 1914, Murray Johnson with Irving Berlin's I Want to Go Back to Michigan. And from 1921, the Peerless Quartet with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby's My Sunny Tennessee. A lot of these songs are about returning itself. Their nostalgia is less reflective and introspective and more bound up in the excitement of preparation and travel, the actual going home. But a lot of them are also quieter, more resonant emotionally, more about the substance of loss and longing, more about remembering. The memory is crystal clear. Leon Redbone in the shade of the old apple tree, and Billy Jones and Ernest Hare in the little red schoolhouse.
In the shade of the old apple tree, all the love in your eyes I could see. Was a voice that I heard, like the songs of a bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bees on the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that's true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Thank you. sometimes I think I was a little fool.
You think you were or think you are?
Back in those days when I used to go to school.
Can you remember back that far? When you were a kid, gee, how you hated.
What?
The little place where you were educated.
Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then.
I wish that we were back again.
In the little red schoolhouse.
Me too.
With my book and sleigh.
Those were the happy days in the little red schoolhouse.
Oh, boy.
I was always late.
Yes, Bill, you were always. Do you remember, Bill, when you were a scholar in the days of yore?
Do I? How I'd stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 is 3.
When we should have been learning.
Learning what?
About the golden rule.
We didn't want the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
That good old pool. When I was late, the teacher said, go bring your father right away.
You brought your dad, and after that, he came most every day.
Oh, gee,
Jiminy gee,
I wanna be in the little red schoolhouse. Each morn when mother said it's after 8.
What a time poor mother had.
Then she'd say, hurry, you surely will be late.
When I was late, it made the teacher awful mad. We'd start down the road with footsteps lagging.
But you remember we were always bragging.
I said, when I get bigger, no more school for me.
But now that's where we want to be. In the little red schoolhouse. With a book and sleigh. In the little red schoolhouse, we were always late. We longed to be back there where we were scholars in the days of yore. How we'd stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 are 3, when we should have been learning about the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
Because I was so bad and acted like a clown.
You got a good licking and you couldn't sit down.
Oh, gee,
I wanna be
in the little red schoolhouse.
10 o'clock, the spelling lesson's just begun. Johnny throws an ink ball just for fun. If the teacher's here with an awful spat, she turns around and says, who did that?
Pretty little Percy in the very front row lifts up his hand and says, teacher, I know.
Then little Johnny whispers to the teacher's pride, you just wait till I get you outside.
Johnny's told to stand up with his face to the wall. He says, I don't want her, and he tries to stall. If I stood up there, I'd take an awful chance. I got a great big tear in the seat of my trousers. Teacher sends you home to wash your face, and then you say, oh, what's the use of get dirty again?
Oh, gee,
Jiminy gee,
I wanna be in the little red schoolhouse.
Ha, 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 with green cheddar.
Leon Redbone in the shade of the old apple tree, and Billy Jones and Ernest Hare in the Little Red Schoolhouse. Returning meant more than buying a train ticket. You were going to a specific place, or even more precisely, were returning to your family, to the house where you grew up, or to the sweetheart you left behind, there to marry and recreate the idyllic life you associate with the place. The least romantic, but probably the most sentimental of these songs, calls up images of the beloved parents you miss. Mack Wiseman, I Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home, and Gene Austin, Just a Little Home for the Old Folks.
See the fields of bluegrass where I've grown. You can almost hear them cry. shield you from the harm. A mother's love so true, a sweetheart that loves you, a village and a homestead on the farm. You could hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You could see the fields of bluegrass where I'd roam. You could almost hear them cry as they kissed their boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. You could see the cattle lowing in the lane. You could see the fields of bluegrass where I'd roam. You could almost hear them cry as they kissed the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Thinking about my dear ones, knowing what they've been through, my mind has caught a beautiful thought that must have occurred to you. And here's what I have in view: just a little home for the old folks, just a little place by the sea. I'd love to make the thing they have prayed for a token from me. Just a little spot on a hillside, nestled in the shade of a tree. If I could make it real for the old folks, how happy I'd be. The blue on high would add many a thrill, and friends nearby would make them happier still. There is nothing more I could hope for, nothing I'm more anxious to see, than just a little home for the old folks, a token from me. The blue on high would add many a thrill, and friends nearby would make them happier still. There is nothing more I could hope for, nothing I'm more anxious to see, than just a little home for the old folks, a token from me.
Mack Wiseman with A.P. Carter's I Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home, and Gene Austin with Fred Allard and Edgar Leslie's Just a Little Home for the Old Folks. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Some of these songs of loss convey not only a sense of distance, but also time. Time that has passed, yet the memory remains as sharp as ever. No matter how happy or sad the result, the love affair played out in a bucolic place far away. The emotionalism is essential, but it's insufficient without location or time. Mitch Miller, Down by the Old Mill Stream, and Ian Whitcomb, Sweet Cider Time When You Were Mine.
Down by
simple gown, the memories bringing round my heart that old love thrill.
I close my eyes and wander in dreams. I go back yonder. It seems I'm with you still.
By the mill,
where they make sweet cider,
I made sweet love to you.
The mill wheel was turning as I sat there yearning for one kiss, the sweetest I knew.
On the hill
from the old town chapel, those evening bells would shine. Sweet cider time when you were mine.
Mm-hmm.
from 1910, Mitch Miller with Tell Taylor's Down by the Old Mill Stream, and from 1915, Ian and Regina Whitcomb with Percy Wenrick and Joe McCarthy's Sweet Cider Time When You Were Mine. Almost any song rooted in nostalgia is going to be sentimental. The emotions of loss and regret lend themselves to that kind of treatment. But linking the feelings to a specific time or place reduces the sentimentality and makes them feel more believable, moves them closer to recognizable common experience. Gene Goldketz Orchestra, My Ohio Home. From 1927, Gene Goldketz Orchestra with Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's My Ohio Home. The towns in these songs are old-fashioned and rural. The advantages of modernity feel distant, as do the upheavals. But the villagers can only ward them off for so long. The automobile is coming, and so are Nickelodeons, and so are boys and girls staying out late to go dancing. When you finally get back home, you can't be sure of what you'll find. Here's one possibility. Ian Whitcomb, You'd Never Know That Old Hometown of Mine.
I was sad and weary-hearted, and I thought I'd take a rest. So I hopped a train and started to a place I love the best. Back to my hometown once again, where I could ease my tired brain. Instead of peace and quiet, 'twas a riot. I went most insane. You'd never know that old hometown of mine. At night along the main street, white lights shine. The
old YMCA is now a cabaret, and the girls all look so sweet, so neat. They trick a lot and treat around the town. A horse is never seen. Now every boob has bought a Ford machine with gasoline, and men who stayed home all their lives are dancing every night with all the fellows' wives. You'd never know that old hometown of mine. Can bring a lot of changes, that's a thing that's plainly seen. All you see down home is strangers hanging round the village green. Why, even Pa's forgotten how to milk the good old brindle cow, and all the boys play poker, use the joker. It's all different now. You'd never know that old hometown of mine. Both Deacon Jones and Parson Brown drink the wine. Why, all the service cars have little service bars, and the old town clown called Gus the Cuss has got a mug to bus. The farmers do their chores in evening clothes. No one keeps tabs on where his neighbor goes. Nobody knows all the wonders there will never stop. The village policeman thinks that he's a real life cop, but you'd never know that old hometown of mine.
Ian Whitcomb with Walter Donaldson and Howard Johnson's 1915, You'd Never Know That Old Hometown of Mine. Here's a final example of nostalgia, even though it's more recent. Most of these songs precede World War I. They're certainly before the 1920s. But even when people and cultures change, certain traditional notions persist even as they fade from fashion. Things didn't turn over as quickly then as they do now. The song is from 1933. Mildred Bailey sings Billy Hill's There's a Cabin in the Pines.
Mellow moon is always shining, shining on my cabin in the pine. There's a sweetheart in the pine writing me a letter I can read between the lines. I can see he longs for my returning to my little cabin in the pine. Whispering breeze, whisper to my love, tell him I'll come back someday. Say that I'm blue, broken-hearted too, sorry that I went away. There's a cabin in the pines, meant to be a love nest, down among the Carolines. Is it any wonder I'm so lonely, longing for my cabin in the pine? started to. Sorry that I went away. There's a cabin in the pines, meant to be a love nest, down among the Carolines. Is it any wonder I'm so lonely, longing for my cabin in the pines?
Mildred Bailey, There's a Cabin in the Pines. That isn't quite the end of the story. As Americans continued to move into the city, another sizable group began to leave, though not back to the small town again. That remained a dream, but no more than that. This group, beginning in the 1920s and then again in large numbers in the late 1940s, was moving to the suburbs, to an image of a small town, but up to date with all the amenities. Two cars, washing machines, self-propelled lawnmowers. Suburbs provided convenience. More important, they provided the image of the small town at the heart of America's view of itself. The first round of suburban songs envisioned something small, a bungalow where married lovers could gather to live out their lives in affection and intimacy. Nora Bays and Irving Fisher, Our Bungalow, and Robin DeLeon and Joshua Cole in Our Little Home.
There's a home in the land, the fair land of my dreams. that's waiting for you and me.
In love to that haven will show us the way and give us the golden key.
We'll enter therein and shall know all the joy.
And its dull, weary round, so sheltered and safe we'll be.
So lowly and scolding and holding the all of heaven and earth for me.
We'll enter therein and shall close fast the door.
In the kingdom of
Two songs from 1917, Nora Bays and Irving Fisher, Our Bungalow, and Robin DeLeon and Joshua Cole, In Our Little Home. As the 19th century sentimental ballad came to an end, nostalgia for the past became an essential part of our songs for those who missed what they'd left behind. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.